Well, today in the gospel reading, Jesus said, "Blessed are those who have not seen, but believed." We've been asked by our new archbishop, for all the priests in the diocese, to talk about Pope Francis today, in light of his funeral yesterday. Here we have a lovely picture of Francis on the screen. So I will tell you a little bit what always impressed me about Pope Francis. First of all, he was born in Argentina. His parents were immigrants from Italy. Half the population of Argentina is of Italian descent. You know how there are many different accents. You know, English has British accent, Scottish accent, Irish accent, Australian, Southern twang. Of course, we in Michigan have no accent. But same is true in Spanish. Very different accent with even different grammar in Spain, from Mexico to Puerto Rico. Well, in Argentina, and I have visited there twice, and I'm not kidding you when I tell you this, you go down to Argentina, you're sitting on the plaza and you're just listening to people to talk, you can close your eyes and think you were in Rome, because it sounds like you're in Italy. They're speaking Spanish, but with a very strong Italian accent. It's really quite beautiful. So he became a priest in the Jesuit order, rose up in the Jesuit order, and then was appointed Archbishop of Buenos Aires, the capital of Argentina. And this is where he began to really show his spirituality. Like most places, including Detroit, there's a very large mansion-type house designated for the archbishop, as it was in Buenos Aires, a very substantial estate. And Francis decided, I can't live there. I can't live there in such opulence, isolated from the people. What kind of bishop I'm going to be if I'm always separated from them? So instead, he rented an apartment in a working-class neighborhood and then would commute to the chancery by the bus, or their version of the SEMTA bus. And that's how he went to work, by the Archbishop of Buenos Aires, that's Francis. And in the course of that time, he gets to talk to a lot of people, waiting at the bus stop, on the bus, back and forth, gets to know folks in the neighborhood. He says, to keep in touch with the people is the way I can minister to them, because otherwise I wouldn't know what they were thinking and what their concerns were. It was very important to him. Now, when he became pope, of course, he couldn't have that liberty. The pope is, you know, threatened by evil forces out there, and he has to be protected. But to the best of his ability, he did what he could to keep in touch with ordinary folks. He did not move into the papal palace. Instead, he moved into the Vatican guest house, where guests would come and stay. A little apartment in the guest house. And then for breakfast and lunch, he would go to the employees' cafeteria. He would get in line like everybody else with his tray and go down the line and pick out his breakfast. And he would arbitrarily just pick a table of different and sit here and sit there. And if he got there early, you know, he'd wave people in to sit with him. So he got to know the people who scrubbed the floors, scrubbed the toilets, you know, Swiss Guard members, people, secretaries. He got to know people, got to know their lives, what was going on in their lives. He wanted to keep in touch with folks. That always impressed me. And the other thing that impressed me about Francis, he reminds us about this verse, "Blessed are those who have not seen but have believed." Thomas was lucky. He got to see the Lord face to face. What about everybody else? How do they see the Lord? Well, one of the most important ways they see the Lord is when people who believe in Jesus and have Jesus in their lives comes to visit them. When we make a phone call to a shut-in and talk to them to lift up their spirits, that's bringing Jesus to them. That's bringing the presence of Jesus. Well, let's say we take Eucharist to someone in a nursing home or someone who's shut-in. We're bringing Jesus to them. When we go and we visit people, when we go bring them a bag of food to help feed them, we're bringing Jesus to them. We become the presence of Jesus to them. And that's how many people come to believe, because God works through all of us in caring about those, especially the shut-ins and the downtrodden and the marginalized, the people that we often forget. And that's what Francis did. He reminded us. So one of the beautiful ways he did it in his first years in his pontificate is he had this big conference in Assisi. And of course, the cardinals and the bishops always go to Assisi. But what they never knew is there was a house dedicated to working with Down syndrome children in Assisi. And the Pope made it a point to have all the bishops come and spend a day with the Down syndrome kids. was an eye-opener for many of them. And he encouraged these bishops, spend time with your people and get to know them. Because the more you get to know them, the more you'll be able to pray for them and be with them and bring Christ to them and lead them to the heavenly kingdom.